Hello?
I just request support for sending a call back higher today.
Say it again.
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Can I have his zip code, please?
And who am I talking to?
This is Rick Request Support. We're sending your call back. How are you today?
For Bank of America?
We handle over 350 different products, yes, ma'am, but you did schedule a call back with us for customer support?
Yes, it was regarding...
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
37122.
37122?
Yes.
First and last name?
Andrew Douglas.
You verify address for me, please, ma'am.
5403 Pazana Street, Mount Julia, Tennessee. 37122.
Come on, please, one of your accounts hello. Can you verify address for me one more time, please?
5403 Pazana Street, Mount Juliet, Tennessee, 37122.
Okay, mom, please, I'm under your account to load. Okay. So you should do the tactical bag, and how may I help you today?
Yes, about the tactical bag. I was charged $69 on my account today, and for what I do not know, I've already called Bank of America to dispute the claim because I had didn't get nobody permission to charge for that bag. I was supposed to pay $5.74 shipping and handling, and now I'm charging something else? No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, you did say that you already spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them?
I'm filing one because I didn't give you all permission to charge us on my card.
Okay, so if you dropped a dispute with them and had them contact us with you on the line saying that the dispute is dropped, we'll issue out a partial refund of 35%, okay?
Again,
we'll issue out a 35% refund if you drop the dispute with them.
No, you will not, because you didn't have permission to charge my card. You don't have permission for. I was only supposed to pay the shipping and handling. You can't keep charging. How are you
okay,
gonna keep charging my card?
If you drop the dispute with your bank, ma'am, and have them contact us with you on the line, saying the dispute is dropped, we'll be glad to issue out a partial 50% refund, ma'am.
Now, what's your name?
My name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y. Ma'am, I did just speak to my supervisor. She did just say that I can meet you over halfway and give you a 75% refund if you drop the dispute.
Ricky, you're not understanding. You didn't have authority to charge anything on my card other than shipping and handling. That's false advertisement. I did not give you authority to charge a later charge. So you're going to give them the full refund that you had in the business charging on in the first place. The whole $67.93.
So I did just speak to my supervisor, man. We are able to fully refund you once you drop the dispute with your bank and have them contact us with you on the line, okay?
Once I do what with the bank? Drop the dispute.
I'm sorry?
Once I do what with the bank?
Drop the dispute with your bank and have them contact us with you on the line.
Drop the dispute, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Why would I do that, Ricky? You tell me. You only give me 35%.
Okay. So we're able to issue out a full refund, ma'am, once you drop the dispute with them and have them contact us with you on the line. We'll be more than happy to issue out that full refund, okay?
Do the refund. You won't have no dispute.
Okay. So you did just say on recording that you filed a dispute. So until the dispute is dropped, there's nothing else that we can do, okay?
I'm not dropping the dispute because I don't have a refund.
Okay. We're not able to refund until the dispute is dropped, ma'am.
Well, I'm supposed to call them back tomorrow with my decision.
Okay. So just have them contact us with you on the line to verify that the dispute is dropped. We'll issue out a full refund. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy a wonderful day.